My name is John Howard. My age is 68, and I was born December 24th, 1948. The neighborhood I grew up in, I counted one time, a three-block radius from my house, there were 52 kids. There was always something to do. I was very seldom at home that I remember. We would sleep out. We would play ball. We would chop ice to play basketball. We would shovel snow to play baseball. There was always something going on. I had an amazingly full life of family and friends that I don't see today. So I'm glad I grew up in that era because I had a full life and I learned to be with people. I started out as an air traffic controller back in 1967 in the Army, and I got out in 1970. Within a couple months, I went back into air traffic control in Cleveland, Ohio. I was there for 2 years. I retired in 1999. I then went on to continue something I had started years earlier, and that was a video business. I started a photography business back in 2000, and I now do photography and graphics work. In addition to that, in 2002, I started the Gannett Area Historical Society. My last assignment with the government as an air traffic controller was near Altoona, PA. On my time off, I would go to the library. I found a book called Pittsburgh, Then and Now. There were two pictures, one what it looked like many years ago, beside a picture of exactly what it looks like today. I thought that would be a great idea for Gannett because I had some old photos. I knew I had access to old photos at the Gannett Library. I started to collect them. I had over 200 photos from Gannett, and I was asking people around town for more pictures. And as a result of that, I had two people say, you should start a historical society. And I said no, and they said yes, and I said no, and they said yes, and I said, I'll do it if you help me. So in 2002, we formed a nonprofit 501c3 group, and we've been going since then. So we've been at this for 15 years. We started at the library, and when I opened my business, I started slowly to bring all of the archives to my business, and now the Historical Society has totally taken over my store. I now have 2,400 square feet, and probably 90% of that is the Historical Society, which left me about 10% for my business. I think the future for Gannett, we're going to have to look at individual groups as opposed to industry. For example, the Gannett Arts Council. This is a group of people whose intent is to change literally the face of Gannett by using art and music and different media to be presented in any way possible. I know that sounds a little vague, but that's really the purpose of it. We have the Kino Cafe that hosts a lot of this activity. Kids can come in, whether they're still in school or beyond. If you have any talent or think you want to develop a talent, the Kino Cafe has an opportunity for kids to sing, to play music, to recite poetry, to hang their artwork, to share anything that they want to share creatively. I think that is a good step. That type of thing is good for Gannett. I would advise today's youth to get out more, to socialize more outside of school, to disconnect from the electronic world, and communicate more with people. It sounds almost cliche, but I believe it sincerely. I would like to see kids get out again, disconnect from the electric world, although stay in touch with it because that's your future. You're going to need to know those things for probably just about any job that you encounter in the future, but also to spend time with people.